grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Text for today's meditation is our gospel lesson. Wow, what God put there. And not only in Matthew, but Mark and Luke too. Whoa, what all we have here. But let's get at this. Let's get at this scripture lesson by tying up our laces on our hiking boots. Let's go for a hike. Let's go up the mountain. We got them so close. Let's get ready to go up the mountain today. And what's going to happen? Well, we're going up a high mountain. No, it's not the Sandias or the Mazanos or Sandia de Cristo. It's probably Mount Taylor or Mount Hermon in the north part of Israel. But what, not so much where, but when did this happen? Matthew let us know. It says, after 6 days. So what does that mean? It's quiz time. No, I'm not going to put you on the spot here. After 6 days, what happened 6 days ago? Ooh, Peter knows all about it. Jesus was quizzing his disciples and saying, who do people say the Son of Man is? And then, who do you say that I am? And Peter jumped up and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Wow! Peter had an epiphany. Jesus was revealed to him. Ah, that is so powerful. And the other disciples were hearing it. It was so great. And then Peter put his foot in his mouth. Oh, what Jesus just said, what was going to happen very soon, that he was at the hands of sinful people, even the leaders in Jerusalem, he was going to suffer, die, be buried, and rise again. And what did Peter do? You're very aware. He rebuked Jesus. He said, no, you're not going to fulfill the mission of the Christ. I'm sorry, we're going to stop you from doing what the Father told you to do. No, wrong thing. Get behind me, Satan. Okay. Peter blew it. Jesus taught him, but Jesus also forgave him. And look, who's the first one listed going up the mountain on the hike? Peter, James, and John. So Peter, the one who messed up on who the Christ was and what his mission was, and the sons of thunder, the ones who wanted to get lightning to blast some people that weren't accepting Jesus very well. Jesus forgave them too. Peter, James, and John went up the mountain with Jesus. And it said so simply in the scriptures there, and he, Jesus, was transfigured before them. It's too simple. There should have been fireworks, but it's just stated. He was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. I love New Mexico. I hate driving in New Mexico at dawn and dusk The beautiful sun that we have so close to us shines right in my eyes, and I have the most difficult time driving and not hitting anybody. Don't be on the road at dawn and dusk. I might be. Well, you know how bright the sun can appear here in New Mexico. And it's nothing compared to seeing Jesus in all his glory. We get a glimpse with Peter, James, and John of Jesus with his heavenly glory. When he's there sitting at the right hand of the Father in the throne room in heaven, in all his glory, second person of the Trinity. And the only way we could see him is with those new resurrection bodies and resurrection eyes to see Jesus in all his glory, in all his victory. This is the awesome beloved Son of the Father. And he's so well pleased with him because he knows where he's headed, to the suffering and death on the cross and burial and resurrection, all for you and for me. He came into this world, as we so boldly confessed, and became man. And he went through all of it. The Mount of Transfiguration was not the top point for Jesus. It was for Peter, James, and John. It is for us because we get to see the glory of Jesus. But his great glory is revealed on the cross. His great glory is when he's taking your sin and my sin, your death and my death, your enemy Satan and my enemy Satan, and destroying them. They are vanquished in the epitome of the sacrificial love of the glorious Son of God, the beloved of the Father, did this for you and for me. Wow. Peter, James, and John later could put all this together with new understanding. After they'd been there on the Mount of Transfiguration and wanted to stay up there. Oh, what joy to build up those tabernacles and stay there. But no, that wasn't the mission. We now know the awesome, glorious Son of God, second person of the Trinity, went to the cross. That's his mission. That's the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And that's why what we are to be doing as God's people is to rush up that mountain, see who Jesus is, but come on back down. Come on back down. But doing two things. Doing what we are to be doing is listening. Listen to him. We've got passages like 2 Peter 1 that tell us, pay attention. How do we pay attention? Well, we have the prophetic word made more fully confirmed. We have Moses and Elijah's words the words of law and prophecy fulfilled on the Mount of Transfiguration and the Mount Calvary on Golgotha. We have all that fulfilled and placed in the scriptures. So we've got the word, and it is so solid that Peter says, remember the one who was up on the mountain and then also knew of his Savior crucified. He says, pay attention to that word as to a lamp shining in a dark place until the day, second coming, the day dawns and the morning star rises in your heart. We've got the word of God. We've got that very precious word of God. And so we can go to the Mount of Transfiguration in the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke. We can go and see again and again and again what Jesus revealed himself in his glory. But then we come down the mountain and we go into Lent. We go to the cross, to Good Friday, Holy Saturday, Easter. We go because this is the victorious, beloved Son of God, and the Father is well pleased in him. But we're going to keep listening to him through the Word. We keep going through the Word, and we are there too then. We are so there. In fact, remember what happened in our baptism? In our baptism, we were connected with the cross of Christ, connected with the resurrection of Jesus. We have gone through the death and resurrection of Jesus because of God's working in that wonderful gift of baptism. Peter began to put it all together. James and John began to put it all together. And the Holy Spirit helped them write it down, and now we've got it. And so now that we're down from the mountain, we have to do what Jesus said in that wonderful Sermon on the Mount and called us flashlights and salt. Oh, well, he didn't call us quite that. But we are the salt of the earth. We are the light of the world. So we're back down from the top of the mountain, shining Christ's light, because the glory of the Lord has affected you. You are forgiven in Jesus. You are going to be dwelling in the glory of God in heaven. Shine that light. Shine the light that Jesus has given you of his love, forgiveness, and eternal life. Shine it here on this earth. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our light and our life. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.